It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Victor Agretta. On September 1st, Knox County will get a new chief executive, something that hasn't happened in 8 years. Tim Burchett will leave the office he's occupied since 2010, and political newcomer Glenn Jacobs will step in. Jacobs will have a complicated task ahead in the next 4 years, overseeing county agencies from schools to parks to road construction. Jacobs spoke with WUOT's Brandon Hollingsworth about what comes next.
Yeah, there's a lot of weight on my shoulders, actually. I would also say, you know, the mayor should not get credit when things go well. You know, a leader credits the people who actually do the work, but he does shoulder the blame. In that respect, I want everybody to like me, and I want to do a good job. You know, that's somewhat intimidating, you know, to think about it that way, but nevertheless, it is the truth. I'm ready to do that as well, so.
What is number one on your wish list? What is something you want to do from the earliest possible moment, something you think really needs attention?
We have a lot of good things going for us. Our economy is doing well. Our schools are doing well. I think that whoever the next governor of Tennessee is will concentrate a lot more on career and technical education and trades. I think the number one issue from day one for me is a negative issue, and that's the drug epidemic. How are we going to confront that? Across the state, it's one of the leading causes of death now, drug overdoses. And just we look at all the human suffering and tragedy, the lost economic productivity, the fact that it costs the county a lot of money because we have a lot of people in the detention center who are there for drug-related issues, and it costs about $75 a day to keep someone there. Taxpayers foot the bill for that. In the overall scheme of things, that's actually probably, from a humanitarian aspect, the least of the problem, but it is a problem and it does affect everybody. So that's the one thing I think that we really need to begin to work on right away. Other things are more long-term in nature, but I think that we really have to start putting resources into combating the drug epidemic.
You spend a lot of your campaign time downplaying overt partisanship and talking instead about a broader unity across boundaries in the county. When you spoke to your supporters on Thursday night, you said democracy works when everyone has a voice and we can hear everyone's ideas. Do you plan to hire people in your administration with a cultural or economic or political views that might be divergent from your own or otherwise actively solicit those opinions as you go through your term?
Yes, I do. I think that is very important. I tell people all the time, I may not agree with you. I may not enact what you want me to enact. I think we all agree on the problems. The goal is often the same, but the means of achieving that end are different. Nevertheless, I think that we all need to talk because if nothing else, it spurs ideas and it creates teamwork among people. We're all Americans, we're all human beings, and we look at each other as the enemy, and we shouldn't do that. We should look at each other first as people live in the same community and want the same thing.
City and county government are two different but complementary levels of local government, so at times you'll probably work with sure. Knoxville Mayor Madeline Rojero, at least before her term is up, and Farragut Mayor Ron Williams. How do you see your role in that working relationship across governmental boundaries, governmental levels?
I think it's even bigger than that, actually. You know, it's also working with the other county governments in the region. I think that's very important, especially for our region's economic success and job growth. So I think it goes beyond even the city and the county and Farragut all working together. I think it, you know, it takes on a more regional approach. When you are looking at the relationship with the city and the county, Knox County always does the best when Knoxville is doing well. A thriving downtown is a very important part of any metropolitan area. And I live out in Halls, which is in the country, but I love to come down to Market Square and just hang out and see all the things that are going on there. It's a cultural hub for our entire region, and I think that's wonderful. You know, and I think there are things that the city and the county can work on more closely and improve some efficiencies and eliminate some redundancy of government, which will save the taxpayers' money, and I look forward to doing that.
While a political novice, you've already turned a few heads. You got the endorsement in the general election from the News Sentinel. You got the support of the incumbent, soon to be your predecessor, Tim Burchett. I want to take a moment, though, for people who woke up on Friday morning thinking, wait, we elected a wrestler to be in charge of the third most populous county and the hub of East Tennessee. What do you say to that person who might be a little concerned or may not know you very well who thinks, you know, your previous job description and now he's going to be the mayor?
Well, I think the first thing is that, and that's one of the things that sort of drives me nuts is this stereotype, you know, wrestler. And that comes from ignorance, okay? I work for a company that's a billion-dollar company that travels all over the world. My success in that company directly impacts the livelihoods of thousands of other people. All those things are important, you know. And I think people should remember, too, that Linda McMahon, who was the president of WWE at one point, is the Small Business Administrator of the United States of America. Dwayne Johnson, who is just a wrestler, is the number one movie star in the entire world. And we've had people that have been very successful in other ventures. You know, I also run my own business. Circling back to WWE, I've been with the company for about 25 years. When I started with the company, we were not nearly as big as we are now. I've seen what a CEO with vision can do, and I've seen how that operates. I think Henry Ford said the secret to his success was he always got people that are smarter than him to work for him. But you surround yourself with good people, people that share your vision or at least have the ability to put that vision, create it into reality. And you let them do their job. You know, my philosophy of government is I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm a less is more when it comes to government type of person, which certainly resonates with the people here in East Tennessee. If I do something that is unpopular, but I believe it's the right thing to do, that's fine, you know. And if, you know, if I lose my political career over it, I don't care because I don't have one to begin with. It was funny when I was out knocking on doors, people would ask me if I'm in government now or what's my experience, and I would be terrified to answer that question when I first started because I thought they were going to be, well, what are you doing? Inevitably, every person said, good. Because I'm not going to vote for an incumbent. That just shows you what's going on in our country overall. But I can assure you, Knox County's in good hands, and I will do the very best that I possibly can.
Last month, Mayor Burchett said you'd already been visiting with him and other county staff, learning about the nuts and bolts of governance. You got a little bit less than a month now before you take office. What will you be doing between now and then to continue to get ready?
Continue with the transition team, putting my people into place. I mean, I already have some ideas of you know, who I want where, but that's the most important thing at this point. Once I take over, I would consider success if people didn't even really realize that there'd been a change in the mayor's office. I know there's going to be hiccups, there always are, but that's my real goal is to just have a seamless transition to where, you know, the average person is, oh yeah, there's a new guy up there now, you know? So, and if I can do that, I would be happy.
Glenn Jacobs is the mayor-elect of Knox County. He will take office on September 1st. Mr. Jacobs, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.